Blog Talk Radio.
After this moment,
I won't go back.
Praise God. Praise God. Is it ever a time to say, I won't go back to the way it used to be? Since I felt his presence, something just really just personal, Reverend, that only you can testify for yourself. It is real personal, you know. I've been around long enough to know now that God inhabits our praise. When go back, Reverend, I really believe that, Reverend. You know, I'm not saying, I'm going to get this out real plain, that you won't make no mistake.
Right.
I mean, you might even fall back. I'm going to tell you the truth. You might fall back. You know, but I'm telling you, get back on board. Get back on board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get back on board. This Christian journey, man, is a beautiful thing when you really have them in your heart. You know, you can look at circumstances when you walk with Christ and you can know all things were good for the good of them. I don't know how good it is in some people's life, but I know when you really walking with the Lord, you're going to have ups. You're going to have down. That don't determine the final thing there. What the final going to turn out is when you take up that cross, Reverend, and deny yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And follow the Lord. You know, we left with prayer, you know, and we began last week with prayer. It's always been in my heart, Reverend, that we got a praying church that we attend, and we believe in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We believe prayer is the central. We believe that God wants to hear from you, and then we do this here with love. We always try to stand out if someone need prayer. You know, don't leave if you got something going on in your heart. We want to pray with you. You don't have to tell us your business. You can just tell us to pray for you. And I believe what the book says. He'll do it. The Holy Ghost will give us the things to say to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And intercede in that. And when he intercede in that, I just believe he'll answer because faith moves him. It's impossible to call on God without faith. You got to believe when you're the only one in the room. I don't know how your week been, how your night been, how your hour been, but sometime enough, just hearing that song, we have to release everything. You know, there's people wish they can call on the Lord. They can't even, they got stuff, IVs all in them, and they got the mouth, they got breathing, helping to breathe tubes in their mouth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here we can walk out the house, feel pretty good, and some of the prayer, we can say no and yes to some few things, and somebody had to wake somebody up and feed them, you know. And I'm not trying to put a guilt trip here. I'm just trying to tell you, you are blessed.
Right.
You're blessed. Truly blessed. The brother said when he got in God's presence, that's what he really understood, my brother. Because when you're getting truly in God's presence, I'm not talking about an emotional thing, because we are emotional people. When I'm talking about when you get in God's presence, sometimes it don't be an amen there. It'll be there, Lord,
right.
Forgive me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Forgive me for all the wrongs I have done. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about from the pulpit on down. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We all had to go for that king. So there is a foundation. And that foundation, Jesus showed us always, man should always pray. We should pray. We should pray without cease. It shouldn't be a day that you go by that you don't pray. If you do go along your day and something don't move you to prayer, In a way, we would say there's a communication between you and God. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you get on, how your body going to be, how your eyes going to be, your head going to be. I don't know. I'm not going to go through all that. But I'm going to tell you, get a communication with the Lord. Don't start this week off and this day off without telling God, I need thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I need thee every hour. You know, there are some things that you think you don't need. trust me, you do need. You know what you need? You need more of him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You need more of him. The more you get with him, and the more, watch this, Reverend, the more you'll be more fruitful. You'll be more fruitful. What you're saying, that you'll extend out that love that Jesus gave us. Oh, I know you heard the scripture. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. I don't know about you. I just want to live with the Lord. Why not try to start now? Help me, Holy Spirit, if you don't know him. Why not try now? You know, we're going to be living in Colossians this morning, if it's God's will. Reverend, what you have on your heart, Rev?
Man, that's all right, man. Good morning to you. Just thankful. God blessing us to be able to come together once again. Thankful of that. Looking forward for a great day with the Lord.
Give me that baritone voice. Let me. What you say to me, Rev?
Just thanking for us being able together once again. Able to come together one more time. Yes, sir.
Hey, tell me, show me that you know you must just woke up, but show me that you won't turn back. Tell me, will you turn back, Reverend?
Won't turn back. No, sir, not at all.
Yes, sir.
Not at all. I'm too far.
There you go. So we go on, man. Before we go in prayer, we're going to do this again. This is. If you have anything before we go in prayer, you can hit the button, but we'll pray with you and for you. And we believe I still believe in the scripture where there are two or three gathering in his name, touching the green, Lord. The Bible says he'll be in the midst. So I know Reverend and I are here. And I know I ain't the only one. It ain't just me and Reverend there. But I know we believe that he can answer prayer. So if you need prayer, we can do that right now. We can do that right now. Let's do that. We can do that right now in the name of Jesus. Don't hold back. Don't sit there and you know you need prayer. Somebody said, everybody need prayer. You'd be surprised how people really need prayer. And when someone won't even say nothing, to hold on to it.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about? But if you already pray, I'm going to ask you to pray for us. Ask you to pray for us. Keep the ministers and the people trying to lead God's people back to him, keep them and save on with the word of God. That's the word we use every day. You know, that the word we use faith and love every time we talk to you guys. Faith and love, and it goes together. It's like a pillar, Reverend.
Yes,
it goes together, yeah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come thanking you, Father God, for your amazing grace, Lord. For surely it was you, Lord, who made this day out of reality, Lord. Lord, we just want to be cautious to tell you, Father God, thank you, Lord, for this day that you allow us to witness, Lord. We can say that we're among the living today, Lord. Lord, we just know, Father God, that with nothing on yesterday was so great either, Lord, that you allow us to be in your presence. So thank you, Father God, for another day. Thank you, Father God, for the ones who come out and support, Lord, that we try to do this thing Monday through Friday, some Monday through Sunday, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to move today, Lord. Move in the word today, Lord. Increase in us, Lord, as we decrease, Lord. Lord, where we try to feel like ourselves puffed up, Lord, let us know, Father God, that thou in the midst, Lord. Lord, we ask you to move in the prayer, Lord. Lord, there might be someone maybe not want to lift up their hand, Lord, the knee healing, Lord. We ask you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. You know, Father God, what we need, Lord, and we believe it's spiritual first, Lord, and everything else will follow. So we seek you, Lord, early, Lord, so we can see your presence, Lord, and feel your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill us today, Lord, that our cup run over, Lord. Fill us, Lord, that we feel your presence, Lord, even in our misunderstanding that don't know the whole thing about it, Lord. But you can make it plain, Lord. So we come at your feet, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Thanking you, Father God, in advance for the lesson that you're going to present today, Lord. We ask you to teach us, Lord. We ask you to preach it, Lord. We ask you to open up the hearts, Father God, if there's any stubborn spirit there, to move it out the way, Lord. Move distraction out the way, Lord, so they could be able to hear thy word, Lord. Move distraction even when the word has been presented, Lord. Let the presentation and the delivery be with your Holy Spirit, Lord. If it's a conviction, Lord, let it be through your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we ask you all this, yes, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Paul wrote a letter, and he wrote it to Colossians. He wrote this letter, and writing this letter, he was focusing on Colossians, and he understand when he was the two churches he was dealing with at this time was Ephesians and Colossians. You know, you don't see how, yeah, Paul started churches out, you know, and starting these churches out, he always gives them some hope, you know, them. I believe every pastor, minister has to show some humility, has to show some love for the church. It has to be in the grace of God. I still believe in my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures, in Galatians over there, you, Reverend, and it says that when you find a brother overtaken in a fault, He said, restore him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the spirit, you know, spiritual. He said, yeah, in meekness. He said, because I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. When we doing this ministry right here, it has to be with the spirit. Because if we start using our, yeah, mind, our own self, and all our intellect, and brother, we're going to move away from the spirit. But when we let the Spirit lead us as we read the Word, as we try to convey the Word, you can feel more of the power of the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You can find a man or a woman get in the way, Reverend. Soon as you find no love there, help me, Holy Spirit. When you don't feel no love there, brothers and sisters, you almost can put your buck on this man. God is not in it. Oh, hear me. Now, I'm not talking about chastising. You don't feel it because some of us don't want to get punished. Some of us want to go around and do what we want to do. But I'm talking about, you know, when God is in this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, because the Bible said, try the Spirit. By the Spirit, where it be unto God. Yes, I meant that. He said, try it. Now, I mean, we can do that. That's why a lot of folks be running around trying to say he this and she ain't that, you know, because we judging from the what? Pure on what? Well, I wanted to dive in this at verse 1, and let me do this, Reverend, so we can, you can come in any time, you know, because I'm still dealing with prayer. Paul dealt with the church. He did. That's a strong urge of us to when we come together like this, we come together with peace. Paul says this, Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. This is Timothy, y'all. Timothy, our brethren, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are the Colossians. Grace be unto you and peace, what is it, from God our Father and our Lord, yes, Jesus Christ. Trying to tell you, so is my name is Mr. Eric or Brother Eric, whatever you want to call me. You have to establish peace. You have to establish God in the midst. And God is not the author of confusion. Anytime when Paul went to the churches, he always started out. And look what he says right here. He said he was sent. See, when you look at apostle, that means he is sent by God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Established, he wasn't sent by anybody, brother. He was sent by who? Jesus Christ. And it was by the will of God. Can I do it like this real slow? By the will of God, and he presented it to Timothy, his brother. See, Timothy was a student, we were called, under his tutelage, you know what I'm talking about? Reverend and I, we've been on our pastor for a long time, sitting at his feet, you know what I'm talking about? Learning, yes, how to convey God's word, learning how to teach God's word, being told what and how, and you feel the love when he was teaching and guiding us through his word and telling us how to do. Right. He didn't also tell us he lived before us, Paul was showing Timothy, help me, Holy Spirit. See, we call our father in the ministry, you know, talking about who we came up under, who we are still under right today, that we call him our father in the ministry. He's the one that is teaching us. That's how Paul was getting taught right now. You know, and watch this here. If you're a father, right, a dad, you know, on this earth, and you have children and you don't train them, help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't train them in the ways of God, the world got something for them.
Yes,
so help me, Holy Spirit. The world has something for them. So he established who he was talking to, and then when he did it, he was dealing with the brethren, not sisters. That means us too, brothers and sisters, when he said to the saints and the faithful brethren of Christ, which are the Colossians, he said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. And our Lord Jesus. This is how he established his presentation and his deliverance. So you come in like this, they'll open, anybody open their heart, they have God in them. If you come in and tell them like, I come to you in peace. I come with you from the word of God. I was called, help me, Holy Spirit. People don't like to hear this, really. I was called by God to come and convey this love to you of peace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're around a lot of rugged, if you're around a lot of noise, see, you have to watch how the enemy creeps in. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to, Paul wanted them to know he come and sent by Jesus, and it was by God's will that it be done. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. He said, we give thanks. Here we go, y'all. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ, praying, here we go, y'all, always with you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, of the love which we have to all the saints. Remember, since we in here, Paul told them one time, I believe it's over there, and we call it, there's some knowing, there's some knockers, you know, and we always beat it. And we go across and then we stop and go by. He said, pray for us that we have a free course, you know. So, But now in saying this, he said, because some mean men's out there, they not like you. He said, well, pray for us, and when we go before them, the word of God will go free. Help me, Holy Spirit, without any hindrance, without anybody stopping it. Now he then gave it back to them. Now we pray for you, since we heard, Reverend, that you didn't change your life. We heard that you start walking with the Lord. I've been praying for you. We told the Reverend, and I love this word, love. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, love, which we have been to all saints. There's no leader can stay on this song or anywhere you ever been. If you somewhere and you don't feel the love of God, help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't feel actually the love of God, you pray for that minister. You pray for whoever's before you. Because I'm telling you, watch this, Reverend, hold on for a minute. If she is called by the Lord, God is going to do something, Reverend. He's going to move either that person or that spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. He had done it many a time when Paul was trying to, his presentation and his delivery right now, he has to open up a welcome, Reverend. It opened up a welcome. He has to go to the heart of man. See, go to the heart of man. He's not trying to behoove you. He's not trying to trick you. He's trying to tell you general love. I know we hook up that word, agape love, unconditional love. We went over in there. We believe it's unconditional, without any strings attached. You know, I love you, brother. I love you. I've seen love with lips, right? But then when true love comes, when it gets to action, you know what I'm talking about? Can you love me if I make a mistake? Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you love me if I did something wrong to you? The Bible said, pray for them who spiteful use you. You know, you mean I got to pray for him? You mean I got to pray for her? Yes. He said, pray for him. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody said, well, did you really know what he done to me? Do you know how he did to me? Come here, Paul. Paul was the one who used to take who? What Paul used to do, put his name with Paul, he was Saul, Reverend. And he was taking day after day, he was taking them from the Roman officials to get us killed, right? And one day Jesus said, he said, Saul. He said, Saul, as he knocked him off the beast, right? He said, Saul, Saul, why is thou kicking against the brick? Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, what's so cool? Paul, at that time, was Saul, knew it was the Lord. He said, who is it, the Lord? Remember, he was in the light. Help me, Holy Spirit. Once in the light, we're going to get there. Once in the light, it's something about being in the light of God. See, lightness, darkness, if you're in your room right now, turn the light off and then turn the light back on. Darkness has to go. See, once you say you of God and you say you follow God, it shouldn't be easy for you to go into darkness. Help me, Holy Spirit. You should resist it more because you know too much. Help me, Holy Spirit. You've been around the adversary long enough to know that all he want to do is destroy your witness. He want to destroy how you are being lifted up with the Lord. See, God is coming back for this church. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you are that church. Yes. Look at this. Touch yourself. You are the church. You are the temple of the Lord. You know that when he comes back, he gonna do some inspecting. If you don't repent from it, you will be judged for what you haven't repented for. Help me, Holy Spirit. If he look at you like we are, what we pray for that he does, do by the grace and by the faith. Because man can't get in by works alone. Because he would boast on his own stuff. But thanks be to God that Jesus Christ came down through 42 generations for you and I to have this opportunity to be a so-called a saint, Reverend. He wasn't talking about outside the church, Reverend. That scripture said, Reverend, he said, ye which have to all saints. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to be very misunderstood right now, but let me tell you something. We have to quit playing with the word because God's word don't need no support of our intellect. Oh, help me.
Right.
We have to read it and explain it and preach it as God give it to us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, the level of the teaching, the level of the preaching is on the recipient, help me, Holy Spirit, of the understanding. What you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
See, you have to move your knowledge out the way when you get to dealing with God. You see, God can tap on you. Think you're there, Reverend? Let me take you up a little higher. You think you're there, Reverend? Let me take you up a little higher. God got some elevation you can't even touch. No one on this phone can touch. But what he does, he speaks in part in ministry too. He takes the ministry as far as the leader. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, the leader can injure the level of the growth of his spirit. Watch what you say now. Well, watch what I mean by that. Your level of understanding, because you see somebody being helped in a different way, it'll cause you to be ignorant. You know what I'm talking about? But see, ignorant it means lack of knowledge. That don't mean God he won't bless you like he blessed him. You don't know what he is going to be able to be blessed. Because if you really knew the story, can you handle it? Help me, Holy Spirit. All saints now. He said, for the hope which is laid up for the what? For you in heaven. He said, whereof? He said, you. Now, watch this now. Heard before in the word of what? The truth of the gospel. No other thing. I'm telling you, man. I guess he's going to have to help me with a little bit more. We come up with too many things out of this, like we just said some magical words, Reverend. You know what? It's the gospel, man. It's the word of God. If we use the word of God in the right way, it will reprove you. It will correct you. It will help you in time of what?
Yes.
Trouble? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It will help you in season and out of season. Let me read it again for Eric. He's for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you have heard before in words of the true gospel. This is the only thing you can lean to. I know people doing pretty good. They can so charismatic with it. They can present it way better than I can do it. And let me tell you something. But it's still the word. Brother Winnedahl said something while back, Doc. He said something on the ministry over there with them, right? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
He said something. He said, He said, T.D. Jakes. He said, I believe he said, Joe Osteen, you know, Cuffalo Dollar, you know. They're reading that same book, Doc. And the people stones over where to listen to them, right? And I'm going to tell you something. He said, why not they can't hear the other brothers who bring it on the Tuesdays and the Mondays and Monday through Friday? It's the same God. It's the condition. I'm going to do this here. It's the condition of the people, too. It's not also who's delivering the message. It's the condition of the people receiving it, too, as well. You know what I'm talking about? Because we still believe in the book, Rev. We also believe. Don't thank God. He still ain't. I don't think he took this. Have you took this out of the book? He said, enter ye the straight gate.
Yes.
But wide is the gate.
That's right.
And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. He said, and many there, watch this, be which go there in that. He said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And then look what he said. He said, leadeth unto life. He said, in a few, not that many, he said, a few, there'll be that find it. Now watch that. He said, that broad way, you're going to see a lot of people going that way. You see a lot of people going the wrong way, Reverend, and you see people running that way. But when you see someone trying to live right and someone trying to focus their life and their family and their life to go right, you don't see that many. Now, my number might be different, Reverend, and God's, because I can believe this. And let me sidetrack me for a minute. Because God said 1,000 what? Days. One day is 1,000 days. To him, right? So when you look at your day, you look at 24 hours. see, his number different. One time they all, and one time is it going to be 144,000? Going to be only one making, right? Then you keep reading, and the man asks, who are these who's dressing in these white robes, brother?
Right.
And the man said, he said, you know. He said the one came over what the tribulation. That's over in 7 Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend. So the number, I'm not going to play with the number, but I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe wherever God is, you're not going to find a lot of people sometimes, Reverend. The number might be 1,000, man. It might be 100,000. I don't know. But I do know one thing. Wherever God preach right and teach right, you find a few, brother, passing through.
That's right.
Even in the beginning, he showed us that all the souls came to him, and he said, the only one came is the one who wanted to receive, Reverend. Have you ever been somewhere and you present God's word, and we do it a lot over here, no one ever moved, but that don't mean it never went nowhere, bro. Brother came back from the back door and told us this. He said, I don't raise my hand up, but I want to thank you guys, you know. I want to thank you for ministering to me. I want to thank you because I learned a lot since we don't even know the brother face to face. We never met him, but he sent his love to us like that. He even was touching so much, he didn't pay 1 month of the what? The ministry one time, you know, that's how God can touch someone's heart, you know. And then watch this here, Reverend. And we never beg for them. We never ask for nothing. We just ask for you to pray for us and keep us in your prayer, just like he's doing for these Timothy right now in this church of Colossae. Now watch this, Reverend. I'm almost on. And he also learned of the Euphrates of our dear fellowship. Fellow servant, who is with you, faithful minister of Christ, who has declared unto us, watch this, Reverend, here you go, that word again, love in the spirit. See, there's people like Reverend and I, you know, Reverend and I, we walk together and we're with the Lord, you know. See, you have to believe this. We do this 7 days a week. You have to believe this. We walk with the Lord, and we in the word with this every day. And y'all right along with it because you're doing it 5 days out of the week, some of y'all. But let me tell you something. We're walking. He said, there are some people, Brother D, there are some people, sisters and brothers who come out and mother sit out nuggets. He said, they're amongst you, you know. That's what Paul tells you. He said, you can fellowship with them. They got love, Reverend. It's love in them. You know, but it's a spirit of love. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, once you have the spirit of love, the Bible says that we should worship him in what?
In spirit and in truth.
In truth.
Spirit and in truth.
It's true. It was, you don't have to worry about nobody faking it like that, because the Bible, back again, try the spirit by the spirit. Is it of God? Because you know when God and Jesus is being preached, Jesus has been taught, you in the right house. Now, the way they deliver it, the way they present it, they, and how they charismatic get it out to you, it's what God gave them to give. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he said, you see the minister. He's a faithful under Christ. We try ourselves to be faithful under Christ. We're not trying to be faithful under man, because man can find wrong right now. But we find faith in God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, being faithful in God going to get you favor, Reverend. Reverend, when you faithful in God, somebody, Paul might do like, have you been around Reverend Henry? You know, Reverend Henry was a good servant of mine. You know, he got the love spirit in him.
mm-hmm.
He right there holding his hand, you know. Now, I know when you say this, well, you put something on Reverend Henry, somebody, if it does come the way God, he know how to pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. If he does come that way, he don't shy away from the cross. He understands when he picked that cross over all them years ago, he can't put it down. You know, help me, Holy Spirit. Even if it caused him to pick it up late in the night, I was always reminded of this, Rev, that if we just take a time out and give God some chance in our life, that he can make it work in our life. And that's what he's doing right now. He's elevating each one of us right now. He's meeting us where we are. You might not know the full script. You might not hold the book. But let me tell you, that's not only going to get you into heaven. What's going to get you in heaven is you show love. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's show the faith in the words you just read. Because some of them take quotes from back to front, Reverend, and still won't even live it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, for this cause, we also, since the day we have heard, here we go, Reverend, do not cease, for what? To pray for you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me do this. For this call, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. And what? And to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom. And whatever, and spiritual understanding. I got to tie this up with it, right? He said that you might walk worthy. That's what he said. Of the Lord. That's what the book said. Unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing of the knowledge of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to the patience of long suffering with what, Reverend? With joy. I gotta end this thing.
Yeah.
And giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us and which have meet to the partaker of the inheritance of the who, Reverend?
The saints.
In the light.
In the light.
Is that in the book?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm still in the book. Hey, Reverend, he told us what we could be filled with. He told us it would be filled with the knowledge. It caused God's will of all his wisdom come in, Reverend. And then he don't leave it. It takes a spiritual understanding, because you can't look at it from the outside to understand what he's trying to do right now. There are going to be some things come across your life since you, what that brother said, I won't turn back to the ways I used to be. When you have the spirit of understanding, my brother, if you do turn back or fall back, you'll get up so quick. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get so quick and go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry. All the ways I have done and displeased you. But now, he said, now since you're there, we're going to pray for you that you don't lose that, that you stay in the will of God. We're going to pray for you that you don't fall into the temptation of this world. He said, we're going to pray for you that you keep the knowledge, the wisdom. And Reverend, when they get all said and done, if I could do that last prayer, verse 20, he said, give thanks unto the Father, which had made us and met. What he said? That's what he said, right? Give thanks unto the Father. I'm not talking about give thanks to nobody else. He said, give thanks to the Father. He said, which made us and met. He said, meet us to the what? He said be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the life. Brothers and sisters, when we get to heaven, That's going to be a light so bright. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's going to be a light so bright you and I can't even comprehend it. It's going to be so bright that when that light brightens up, the Bible says it will need no, not even a, like you got these LED bulbs, right, Reverend? They last forever. He said, but when you get this light here, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't have to worry about it anymore, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us can hide, right? But let me tell you something. God is seeing all things right now. We cannot hide from the Lord. Let me tell you this. If it was something said, help me, Holy Spirit, was misunderstood, if it's something was met your heart that you want to say, I thank you for the word today, we ask right now for you to hit the one button. We ask if you need prayer. We're right here. We ask right now, if you just want to pray for us, hit the one button and pray for us. If nobody else don't want to, I don't never want to leave here and not get a prayer. You know what I'm talking about, so pray for us, and we'll pray for you. Just like he said, we pray for you. Once we heard about you said that you've been saved, that once we heard about you accept the Lord as your life, now you walking in the light now. We want to pray with you. Quit going back and forth to the darkness. Darkness has nothing. If you have the Lord inside of you, watch this now. If you have the Lord inside of you, why walk in the dark? Why would? Because what he's going to do, he's going to detach himself from you. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to let you have your way. He's going to let you sit over there and ponder where you are. Whatever you just told me, we can't get in worse along. But God wants, like Paul said, He said, God forbid, Reverend, over there in Romans 6, God forbid, forbid if you stay longer in sin. He said, you're dead in sin. Why live in sin? If you're dead to it, Reverend. May God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Keep you always in my hand. Watch this, Reverend. In the hands God give us, Reverend, we open it up to
yes,
him. We open it. That's why I said in one of the little songs we sang, walk with me, Lord. You know, it's always walk with me, Lord. You know, then we said, talk with me and hold my hand. You know, that little verse. Well, I just hold my hand, man. You know, hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand, Lord. While I'm on this tedious journey, hold my hand, Lord. And then you know what I want to do? I want to pray with me, Lord. I want to pray with me, man. Give me the word to say to him, you know. So when he hear me, he hear me through Jesus. May God bless you. And keep you as my prayer. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
Oh, man. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God for this blessing. Thank you, Lord, for this word of God. He blessed us at Paul speaking with Colossians and Ephesians. Oh, praise the Lord. Beautiful this morning. We hear. If there be one, we hear. I thank you, Mother, for the thought of the day. We discover God's power within as we step out in faith. Praise the Lord. We discover God's power within as we step out on faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother, do you open?
Amen. Amen. I just heard me alone. I ain't know it's open. Amen. First, give honor to God, who is true to the head. Author and finisher. I just tell God, thank you. I see it all the time, and I'll see it until the service go off. I don't see how we can sit here and hear the word of God be preached and teach the way it has been this morning as what is in the past and not hit the one way. Real said something that made so much sense. If you don't want prayer, pray for me. And I'm clocking in this morning and just listening. I pray for you. You pray for me. I just tell God, thank you. I have something to thank God for every morning because he woke me up. If I can't find nothing else, remember, he woke me up. And that's enough to tell God, thank you, all by itself.
Yes.
So I just continue to pray that you all pray my strength in the Lord as I grow stronger. And I'll continue to pray for you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. He's
Thank
a mighty
God.
Good God. He's a mighty good God. Yes, he is. He's a mighty, mighty good God. So, don't even realize how.
Thank you, Lord. Let there be another. Praise the Lord. Truly we thank God. Truly he has blessed us this day. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. If there be not another, we're going to continue to pray and ask God that he have his way in our hearts, in our lives, in our homes. Even at our workplace, let the will of the Lord be done. Let, may us as Christians continue to let our light shine, that we may help those that might seek him. We may show the love that he gave us, that we may give it to someone else. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I can tell you, Rev.
Yes, sir.
I can tell you how to get the one bell to ring in and get the church to shouting. I can tell you how to do it. The Lord, you know, I tell people sometimes, I say, the Lord blessed me to know how to make a man. He just didn't bless me to give him breath to breathe. I can tell you exactly how to get this thing to rocket and get these phones ringing, but they'll never stop hitting it one way. All you got to do is embrace a teaching the word. By clowning the word, like so many of these world-pronounced famous preachers do. Come on and let them hear you holler, and Lord, yes, and start slapping the desk real hard and stomping your feet and just making all kind of noise. Watch how quick they get excited. Just don't realize they're getting excited for the wrong reason. You should get excited for the word of God that's being taught. Because it's truly being taught to you. Go ye and teach throughout all the nation. Preaching is teaching. A lot of us miss the word of God, waiting on the hooping part of it, as they call it. I seen a young man one time gave a class on how to hoop. See, that's what they're missing. That's what they're waiting on. But you're waiting on the wrong thing, sisters and brothers. You're hearing the word of God being taught to you. Bible said, hear ye this day. I'm sorry, Rev. I didn't mean to come back again this year, but I was just telling you, it's something else. I just can't believe how we sit here on our hands and want to acknowledge the word of God being taught the way it's being taught. You being taught straight out the 66. Anytime you can pick up your Bible, and you can go to chapter and verse and follow me verbatim. You are being taught straight out the Bible, and you won't say amen. You're not saying amen to Reverend Henry. You're not saying amen to Reverend Eric. You're not saying amen. Who did not say amen to? Who did not say it to? They're not saying the name of Jesus. They're not saying amen to God himself. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm always telling him, thank you. Amen. I'm sorry, Rev. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with me. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
When God been as good to you as he's been to me, you don't mind letting the world know that you love him. Because I can promise you he's been good to me.
Amen.
Good to me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his goodness. For his grace, for his mercy, his kindness, his love, and blessing us to love. Oh, man, what a blessing. What a privilege we have to be able to sit down and read in his word, to be blessed with scripture that we read and meditate on, and let us strengthen that spiritual man and give strength to our lives. We thank God. Children, thank you. Be ever mindful to give his name the praise, the glory, and the honor for the good things that he has done. Oh, praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, continue to thank him. Yes, sir. Continue to thank him. Amen. Father God, we come to you humbly before you, Lord, just to say thank you. But once again, you have blessed us. You have taught us, Lord. We ask, Father God, that forgive us for seeing known and unknown that we have done in thy sight. In the name of Jesus, bless us, Father. Strengthen us, build us up where we're weak, Father God. Oh, uphold us where we need strength, Father. We look unto you, Father God, for we love you and we thank you. Thank you that you have allowed us to bless you back, Father God, with the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the goodness that you have shown to us. Thank you for the mercy you have shown to us. Most of all, thank you for your love. Oh, Father God, the love and that thing that you give us that surpasses all understanding, peace. Hallelujah. Your peace that you leave with us, your peace and your confidence that you give unto us, we say thank you, Lord. And we love you for it. Let this lesson, Father God, resonate in our heart. And, oh, Father God, till we meet again, let the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and rule and abide within us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that played a part. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, every caller, every comment, every encouragement, every prayer, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for the message and the messenger again, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
That's it. Worship the Lord. I worship him. Come on. He's brought you over some mountain. Come on. Tell him thank you. Come on. Tell him thank you. That's it. Let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.